This is the Detroit Evening Report for Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News. Detroit has become the largest city to challenge its population count from the 2020 U.S. Census. The Census Bureau has admitted that it undercounted people of color in locations around the country. Detroit is almost 80% black. City leaders have the results of the 2020 census. They released a report late last year suggesting that more than 8% of the occupied homes in several Detroit neighborhoods may have been undercounted. The 2020 census showed Detroit having more than 639,000 residents. That's down from 670,000 residents in estimates from the year before. Census population counts are used to determine congressional representation and, in some cases, federal funding. General Motors and Honda are planning to work together to develop low-cost electric vehicles. The first of the EVs are expected to be available for purchase in North America in 2027. The company's goal is to share battery architecture that can be used in GM or Honda products. GM's Executive Vice President of Global Product Development says the automakers plan to offer an electric vehicle below $30,000. The average price now for a new EV is roughly $60,000, making them unaffordable for many prospective buyers. U.S. safety regulators have opened an investigation into electric and hybrid vehicle batteries. Those safety issues can cause fires or stalling. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the probe covers vehicles with batteries made by LG Energy Solution of South Korea. General Motors, Mercedes-Benz, Hyundai, Stellantis, and Volkswagen have issued recalls since early 2020, most due to internal battery failures that can increase the risk of fires. The agency says it will contact LG and other companies that might have purchased similar batteries to make sure recalls are implemented when needed. General Motors' Hamtramck Detroit plant produces electric vehicles. A group of financial donors committed to racial equity says it has secured at least $100 million annually to benefit minority groups disproportionately harmed by extreme weather events. The group, called the Donors of Color Network, will also announce that 10 of the nation's top donors to environmental causes have now signed on to support a portion of the network's goals. The Climate Funders Justice Pledge commits the donors to make their climate-related grants transparent and to direct at least 30% of their donations to groups that have Black, Indigenous, or other people of color as their leaders. And Tiger Woods says he'll likely play this week in the Masters. The comment comes a little more than a year after he was seriously injured in a car crash. Doctors say he almost lost his right leg after that accident. The five-time champion at Augusta National made the announcement this morning. Woods will play 9 more practice holes tomorrow before making a final decision, but he says he's planning to play on Thursday. Woods was asked if he believes he can win the tournament. He says he does. This is the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News.